I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not surprised by Hayward. I am surprised by Watt.
And I think that's if you believe that Johnson is, in fact, still keeping in touch with these guys.
You know what I think it is? I think he's on a group text, and they haven't taken him off it. So maybe when, like, all the fellas, somebody's birthday comes up.
And it's the happy birthday group text?
Yeah.
You think Minka's on that text?
No.
No?
No, I think Minka's probably one of these guys that's like, I don't need to be wishing another grown man happy birthday. Leave me off this. I don't need you sending me memes. And
so Minka just isn't on any of the group texts. He's just out there in silence.
Yeah. We're going to be debating and arguing Minka Judge Donnie at 5:30. Yeah. Because there's a lot of questions about Minka right now. Bonehead and Jerry Dulac's chat today. Jerry, what's wrong with Minka? Nothing.
That settles it.
What he said. So we will be.
Yes, that's that.
And Judge Donnie, we will. Good thing it's not Judge Dulac, because he's already rendered a verdict on this.
Couldn't do much of a TV show around that. Some of those answers are like one word.
Judge Donnie will be presiding over the case. Is Minka Fitzpatrick having a good season? At 5:30. All right. So Deontay's trying to make it sound like everything's hunky dory with his ex teammates, and we heard what Tomlin said yesterday. In light of this, what is your current theory for why Tomlin said what he said about Johnson? What is the Chris Mueller now? Mike Tomlin is so calculated. He is briefed by Steelers PR on the types of questions he's going to get. He's no dummy. He's been doing this for almost 20 years. He knew during an almost half-hour press conference, he was going to get a question about one of his former players. So why do you think ultimately he chose to answer that in a non-diplomatic way?
Two reasons. One, he can always...
I only asked you for one, the biggest one.
So you because have to he can claim, because he has plausible deniability. He can just say the truth is on the tape. He hasn't played a lot there. I focus on the guys who are playing a lot. I really do think that he can say plausible deniability. But since that's not really a sexy reason, I think he does not feel like, rightly or wrongly, that Johnson is enough of a threat that talking smack to him that way could come back to bite him. And I think he wants to make it known, because I think most people kind of assumed it was Mike that was helping really drive the decision to trade Deontay away, that he's winning the battle right now. My team's got a better record. You've already been traded by the team we traded you to. You only got 5 snaps last week. I'm winning the divorce here. And he thinks he's going to, I think, win it moving forward. And so I think that there is enough, and I don't say this with like any insider knowledge. This is just trying
Sometimes
to put,
you have moles. I mean,
this is not a molesy mole situation. I just get the sense he does not like the person here and is more than happy to take pot shots. And the fact that he so rarely does that, by the way, makes me think he really doesn't like the person.
Because I was about to say, there's had to be games where he's been forced in his spiel about the other team to compliment players that he honestly doesn't like.
I'm trying to think. Usually when we think about that, though, you know what it was? I couldn't remember it till it just popped in my head. Do you remember that right after, the next time they played Cleveland, I want to say after the Rudolph Garrett incident, I feel like he took pains to not mention Garrett as much as you otherwise
would. You're right.
And we knew that he was pissed at Garrett, that he backed Rudolph completely and emphatically, like immediately after the game and continually he backed him. And then it took a while, I think, for him to cool off on that one, because he knows Garrett's one of the best players in the league. But I remember the next time he had cause to talk about him before a game, it was notable, like the degree to which he avoided mentioning their best defensive player.
So the more I've thought about this, I don't think when it's not the heat of the moment, I don't think Tomlin would do it for Tom pettiness. I don't think it's a petty comment. I think it comes off that way. I want it to be that. I think because it's Tuesday and he uses this to get a message out both to his players and to the other team. I think he's trying to get a football edge from it. And so I'm trying to figure out exactly what that advantage is.
He thinks that he's not one of their best weapons and he wants Harbaugh to use him more?
So that's something to consider. Can I, not only that, yes, like not only that type of, can I bait John Harbaugh into turning this into, let's win one for the Gipper. Mm-hmm. Let's rally around Deontay Johnson and not just make him like a mascot. Let's actually incorporate him into the game and make him one of the heroes of this game. Not only do I think Tomlin might look at it that way, but also knowing that it's such a highly emotional game, I could see him telling his team on Monday, see this guy, put up a picture of Deontay or a video of him. He's dead to us now. He was here. He now plays for the enemy.
He is the enemy.
He is the enemy. And a lot of you guys still text him, evidently. But I'm going to drive home the point that he's, like, remember when Chuck Knoll controversially was asked about Franco Harris and he said, Franco who? And that did not really sit well, I think, with not only Franco, but
Do you think Chuck Rooney's lost that one in the battle of public opinion, though?
Yes, that was not one of his better moments. I think that there's a lot of that going on here. Like, you're going to ask me about Deontay Johnson, so I'm required to give an answer, and I'll give you a brutally honest one. But I've already told my team, like, we take this game so seriously, and it means so much to us that this guy, he wanted out of here, and he ends up in Baltimore. Kind of F him. Rile his guys up that way. And sounds like Queen is doing some of that today, too, now. Talking about how he didn't even get a contract offer from the Ravens, and he feels so disrespected by it.
Said he hasn't talked to DaCosta or Harbaugh since all that went down. Tomlin could also just say Deontay wanted out of here, and now he thinks he's in a place where the grass is greener. Are you going to let him have that win?
Yep.
Harbaugh, by the way, has apparently been, this week, has said he expects Deontay's usage in their offense to go up.
Sweet.
I am made aware of this by a Twitter feed called the Coach Speak Index that tracks what coaches say and then lines up whether or not what they say about something like this matches. As in, like, if he has a better, like, more snap count this week, then they would consider that a reliable coach speak to workload indicator.
Oh, that would be very useful for, like, fantasy football stuff.
I think that's probably what it actually exists for.
Donnie, more pettiness or more subterfuge here? More Tom Petty or more about the, like, trying to get an edge in the game situation for
and
you?
And he won't back down.
I miss Tom Petty, man. All right.
He's running down a dream of beating Deontay Johnson badly.
I think it's just a message from him because you guys already brought it up. Like, he doesn't normally do stuff like this, even if he doesn't really care for the player. And we know how much he's prepped going into every Tuesday. He had to have made it a point with the people, you know, with Bert and the rest of the PR people. Like, yeah, if they bring it up here, like, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. I really just think it is so clear, his disdain for the guy, Deontay Johnson.
Do you put stock in that he is trying to get John Harbaugh to make Deontay Johnson?
Is he trying to work him into a shoot, Donnie? Is that what's happening here?
Pretty much, yeah. Do you buy that?
Like, daring him to play?
Yeah, do you buy that?
I didn't really think of it that way. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but then you also have to be ready to go with the fact of, okay, what if this guy does go into the game and burn us?
How about Tomlin thinking that it's going to get Deontay off his game because he's going to take it so personally, now he's going to try to do too much? That's when maybe drop footballs happen because he starts moving with the ball before he actually secures
the catch.
I'm
laughing at the thought of him.
He starts running backwards to make more yards.
I'm laughing at the thought of him doing a Tecmo Bowl run, like where he catches a 4 yard out, dodges the first guy, goes all the way back, like across, like runs 150 yards to get 11.
How about that theory, Don?
I think I could back that a little bit more. I mean, I also think what will really mess up the player. If he gets into that game and let's say Jackson throws him a pretty easy ball and he drops it, it's going to be like the friggin' Johnny Cueto game for that guy.
I agree.
If he, you know, if it, I don't know, whatever it may be, a screen, a quick slant, like Jackson puts the ball right on his hands and he drops
it. Well, I did dub him Deontay Dropson. It would be an honor, and I would give everybody, all 68,000 that'll be there, permission. If everyone is young, just breaks out into a drops in chant, that would be one of the better moments of my life. I'll be there.
You will be?
I will be, but I'll be in the press area.
Covering it?
Kind of, yeah. Somebody needed a favor done, so I obliged. Because that's the kind of guy I am, Malzi.
Somebody needed a favor, and the favor involves you hanging out in the press area.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.